President Bush went to Wall Street on a mission last week. He wanted to reassure a skittish financial community worried that cascading stories of malfeasance by big business will further undermine public confidence. Mr. Bush recently talked of looking for inspiration in another president who led the nation in an era of corporate wrongdoing, Theodore Roosevelt. But Mr. Bush might not realize that Roosevelt was far more radical than any Republican of today. In fact, Roosevelt advocated a restructuring of government-business relations more radical than most Democrats now seek. While President Bush has proposed relatively minor reforms, like hiring additional SEC regulators, these look tame when compared to Roosevelt's calls for a fundamental government intervention in the economy. He wanted national incorporation to make sure no corporation stayed in business if it violated the law repeatedly. He called for stricter regulation of the stock market and a stronger Federal Trade Commission. He said he would like nothing better than to force companies to open their books to federal investigators and to make executives personally liable for jail when their corporations broke the law. The government should act like a referee, throwing cheaters out of the game to ensure fair play. Roosevelt famously railed against the malefactors of great wealth. He expressed moral outrage over the human consequences of business abuses and stirred sympathy for the average person who lost a job. But Mr. Bush possesses the sensibilities of a free market age when political leaders of left and right have worked to remove the regulatory shackles once placed on business. His mantras have been privatization, lower taxes, and shrinking the scope of the federal government. Government was not a referee for all the people, but a problem in itself. In contrast, Roosevelt was a rich man who cared little about money. He was disgusted by the effete sons of the Gilded Age elite. He disdained unbridled capitalism's way of abusing its workers. When Samuel L. Gompers and Jacob Riis took Roosevelt to see conditions in factories, coal mines, and tenements, he came to believe that profits gained from exploitation were dirty money. He disliked the moral effect robber barons had on the country he loved. Roosevelt also sought radical change because his was an era when the public lived in fear of the new businesses known as trusts. Trusts regularly used intimidation and violence to push competitors out of business or create monopolies. They held employees at gunpoint, sent children to work in unsafe factories, bought state legislators, sometimes for less than $50,000 each, earned the title robber barons by behaving like arrogant feudal lords. For much of Roosevelt's presidency, he fought a Congress that thwarted most of his efforts to put the hand of government on lawless corporations. But he never gave up hope that the government could solve the problem. After he left office, Roosevelt moved to the left, holding views unthinkable for today's Republican Party, and even for most Democrats. No major party candidate running for office today talks as powerfully about distributive justice as Roosevelt did in his 1912 presidential race. As the Bull Moose candidate, he talked about using government policies to discourage extremes of wealth and poverty. Roosevelt wanted to use taxes to reduce swollen fortunes via a system of heavily progressive national inheritance, corporate, and income tax. Tax justice, he insisted, would cut millionaires down to size and diminish their ability to use their wealth to buy off lawmakers. To protect the poorer half of the population from falling into poverty, Roosevelt defended the minimum wage, health and unemployment insurance, and the use of collective bargaining. In 1918, soon before he died, Roosevelt said he wanted to find a way for workers to share in the profits and the stocks of their employers. Economic equality would be hard to attain, but Roosevelt asserted that political democracy would have no meaning without government intervention to cushion the poor and tame the excesses of the rich. For Roosevelt, the highest form of patriotism was social justice, making the American system redistribute wealth in order for all its citizens to have a decent life. Perhaps President Bush should look more carefully at his choice of role model.